morning, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we continue to welcome you to our good morning show, to Radio Biafra Live Transmission, the AM version of our twice daily presentation from here, the studios of Radio Biafra in London, on this very day, the 5th day of July in the year of our Lord, 2014, with the time now standing at 3 minutes past 7 a.m. in the morning. We welcome you as always. We greet you. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our dear beloved Biafrans in the United States of America, those of you in Canada, those of you in Mexico. We welcome everybody, irrespective of your time zone, irrespective of the continent that you're in, not minding the country, the city, the town, the village, the hamlet, the clan. It doesn't matter, as long as you have internet accessibility, as long as you have access to satellite, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is on satellite. If you have any free-to-air box or dish and you scan for Radio Biafra, you will receive Radio Biafra. We are everywhere. That is one thing that people will need to understand. I don't blame them, I blame the education. They must understand that Radio Biafra is on satellite. You need a decoder and a dish to be able to listen to Radio Biafra. And very soon, we are going to be on normal transistor radio. People are in for one almighty surprise and shock. Anything we say we are going to do, we simply do it. We are unstoppable. Nothing is going to stop us. That is why this Biafra is going to come. That is why we continue to encourage you to please, as always and without fail, ensure that your families and your relatives have access to Radio Biafra live transmission every blessed day, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. in the evening, by providing them with a decoder and a dish. Make sure they are placed on satellite. Very, very important that they are placed on satellite. You must do so by contacting us, that we may assist in the mounting of satellite receiver at whatever address you wish to offer us to do so in Biafra land and across the zoo. Anywhere you are in Africa, anywhere you are in Europe, you're in America, you're in the Middle East, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra on satellite. That is where we are. We are also on TuneIn. If you go and Google TuneIn, you go to TuneIn. Either you can listen straight away or you can download TuneIn app. If you wish to listen straight away, go into TuneIn website, type in Radio Biafra, you will see us there, you will click on it, and you will start listening immediately. That very platform, there is nothing wrong with it, and nothing can ever go wrong with it. Jonathan is trying to stop us, and we are making sure that they cannot stop us. We are on TuneIn, which means it cannot crash, which means it cannot be distorted, which means that the enemy cannot get through to our signal, which means that we are marching on as we promised, which confirms that we are indomitable and indefatigable, which goes to let the world know that we cannot retreat nor surrender, because we have come to set our country free. It is either we do that or we die doing so. And we do so without apology to anybody, that our God is Chukwu Abiama. We do so in the knowledge that we cannot and must not worship any other God apart from Chukwu Abiama. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I will welcome you. And as I do so, I will also ask you to welcome other people. All you need to do is to tell them to go and tune their satellite until they lock onto Radio Biafra. If they have a free-to-air decoder, please let them know that they can receive Radio Biafra on their smartphone. Let them know that Radio Biafra can be received on a mobile phone. We can be received on a laptop. We can be received on a mainframe computer. Radio Biafra can be received on any tablet at all, as long as it has internet accessibility. Let the whole world know that they can go to www.radiobiafra.co. Let them know that they can go to biafrarestoration.com. If they also go to biafravoice.com, they will receive Radio Biafra. If they go to peopleofbiafra.org, we are also there. If they go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, we are there. That is our name, the Indigenous People of Biafra. Wherever we are, that is who we are. Collectively and together, indivisible, impregnable, until Biafra comes and beyond. A global family of immense and unimaginable proportions. We are bound together by one thing, and that thing is the truth. That thing is truth. It is also honesty. We cannot lie to you. We cannot deceive you. Everything we do is in the open. Anything we can do, we tell you we can do it. Anything we cannot do, we let you know we cannot do it. We are not here to impress people. We are here to reinforce the unshakable belief in the grace and mercy of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama, in whom and for whom everything that we do will and must always come to fruition, because he ordained, he determined that we should come and not man. This is a divine project. This is a project called down from heaven, the same way that we came down from heaven. And that is why it is going to be successful. And there is nothing man can do to stop us. Only Chukwu Abiama can. Our belief in Chukwu Abiama is total and complete. Therefore, we submit all that we are. We give all that we have become. Everything that we are to become. Every praise, every honor, every adoration. Every time we bend our knees to pray, any time we bow our heads to pray, we don't do it to any man-made image. We do not do it to any likeness of man. We offer it to the Almighty Chukwu Abiama, the Lord of hosts. Because he is God and not man. That is why we are successful at what we do, setting out to liberate our people. Our steps, our approach, divinely ordained by the Most High God that asked us to do this very work that we're doing. That is why Radio Biafra London on Facebook is the largest of its kind anywhere in the world. In the cyberspace, we are the largest. A small country in Africa, where the sun rises from. A small country in Africa that has the prime meridian, the beginning, the birthplace of everything that you see around you. Zero longitude, zero latitude. The prime meridian is in Biafra land. We are the beginning of humanity. That is why they don't want to hear about us. But that is why we must continue to preach this very gospel. Wake those who are sleeping. It is early in the morning, we know, on this very Saturday, the 5th day of July, the time at 13 minutes past 7 a.m. in the morning. Wake those around you, wake them up. Tell them that we are in a service. Tell them that we are worshiping God through the only means we know how, through Biafra. Let them know we are sanctifying, we are purifying our country once again, reclaiming the tricolor of the rising sun with our flag. Let them know that those that have stained the name of Biafra, that they are on the retreat. Let them know that those that took this wonderful name of Biafra to serve the enemies of Biafrans, that they too are dead men walking. They must know it. There is no mercy. There is no forgiveness for those who knowingly misled our people to dine with the same people responsible for the killing of our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers. 3.5 million of them, cleverly, they have used the name Biafra. And people, rightfully so, have been misled. If you are misled by these people, it means you were not born to become a Biafran. You were born to be a traitor. And traitor you shall be all the rest of your life. For anybody eating and dining with Rochas Okorocha, a good friend of Gowon that killed our people, you are an enemy of the people. The same fate that befell the 3.5 million shall come upon you, not just you, but upon your family. You are a disgrace to Biafra for serving other gods, for serving APC, Hausa Fulani killing machine. All of you are enemies of the people. All of you. You are all dead men walking. We run an interactive program here. It is very, very sad that those that claim to be educated and enlightened cannot see. They are blind. That is what Radio Biafra has come to correct. That where people are blind, we make them see the truth. That where there is darkness, we bring light. The essence of the rising sun on the tricolor is not there for fancy. It is there because we bring light where there is darkness. It is there because we restore hope where there is hopelessness. We do it because where we see people being trod upon, where people, due to their lowly status, are being relegated to the fringes of affairs within society, we reintegrate them because all men and women are created equal before God and before man. We believe in that. We believe in natural justice, fairness. We believe in truth and in honesty. That is what we will entrench in Biafra land. It doesn't matter where you are born. If you are from Ishekiri, if you are from Urobo, you are from Isoko, you are from Izon, you are from Ibibio, from Efik, you are Igbo. It does not matter. It doesn't give a jot. As long as you are a Biafran belonging to this very family, everybody is born and will be equal before the law. Equality before the law. The type of education you will receive at Enugu, you can even get a better one in Wari. The hospitals you have in Degema will be the same, if not of a better quality, than the ones you will have in Owerri. Everybody, everywhere will be equal, will be treated the same, education free and compulsory. Free and compulsory. Down to the shoes the children will wear to school. Everything will be provided by the state. The training of every child in Biafra land will be the responsibility of the Biafran people. We are going back to what we used to say. that no one family owns a child, but that collectively we own every child born. Therefore, the government and the state of Biafra will invest everything needed, from their school shoes to the socks they wear to school, to the clothes they wear to school. Everything will be paid for by the Biafran state. No child will go to a school, be it kindergarten, be it primary, secondary, or university, and study in any environment that does not meet international standard. Our children will be pampered. They will be taken care of. There will be no street hawking after school. None whatsoever. Children do only two things. Either they are playing or they are learning. Biafra will be like no other useless, hopeless African state created by Europeans. Biafra will be a model. We will live up to our name, the land of the rising sun, for others to see and to emulate. We are not doing Biafra because we want to sell crude oil and travel abroad and have foreign bank accounts. That is the mindset of people who are not civilized. Anybody that relies on oil to survive is not and can never claim that they are civilized. If you rely on a natural resource for your development, it goes to show that you are an animal relying on a natural resource. If Bill Gates was relying on a natural resource, there will be no Microsoft. Had Steve Jobs been relying on the sale of crude oil, mind you that as of today, United States of America is the largest producer of crude oil anywhere in the world. Number one, overtaking everybody. Had America relied on crude oil, there will be no iPad, no Apple. There will be no internet. There will be no laptop computer. You will not have the type of beautiful cars you have. The likes of Ford will not have come out. That is how you know a civilized country or civilized society. They do not rely on natural resources. Biafra land will never, ever, ever rely on a natural resource to survive. The same way we worked hard to build Radio Biafra and this very global family called Indigenous People of Biafra. That is how we are going to build our country. We are not afraid of hard work. When did I go to sleep? 2:30 a.m. When did I wake up this morning? 5:45. Hard work. Hard work will build Biafra. Thankfully, Chukwuma Biama created us in such a way that we are not afraid of hard work. We shall build our country, our children, all of them. It doesn't matter who you are or where you were born. If you think you want to cheat the state by giving birth to 20 children because you know somebody will take care of it, or you know the state will take care of it, please do. Because that means 20 doctors, 20 nurses. That means we can have experts in various fields. That's what it means. When somebody says, we have a doctor in our family, I ask them, what type of doctor? You cannot be an obstetrician, so to speak, taking care of women and children, of children especially. You cannot be a gynecologist and at the same time be a brain surgeon. Can you? No, you can't. You can only be one. That is one thing people don't understand. You can give birth to 50, 60 children in your business. We will train all of them and they will work. They will pay taxes to support other people as well. Every child, the bringing up of every child in Biafra land is the responsibility of the state, at least up until the age of 18. If you want to go to university, it is going to be for free. Quality education, not theory. Quality practical education, not theory. Because in Biafra land, before you answer to a professor, oh dear Lord, you will know what you would have done to be called a professor. Not this quota rubbish they do all the time. We welcome you. Please ask people to go to radiobiafra.co. Let them go to tune in and download the app on their devices. That way there is no break. There is no cut. We continue to march forward. The number to call when our lines open is +44 7831308376. I repeat, +44, which is our line for the UK here. Anytime we are in London, +44 7831308376. We also have Tango and Viber as well. You can reach us via any of those means. The number for you to use if you want to call us on Viber is +234 8100904599. I repeat, +234 8100904599. That is if you want to call us on Tango or on Viber. We are also on Skype, on two major lines on Skype, but we can pick the calls with multiple devices. The first one is the main one, which is just Radio Biafra. The second one is the one reserved for everybody serving their country in various capacities. Rapid Response 68, that is used by the principal officers of the state of Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are, we continue to welcome you. We are asking those of you calling, please, to refrain from doing so until our lines open. Once our lines open, we know that you want to speak. We know that we will benefit from your opinion, and we shall gladly receive it. Also, as soon as the very eminent barrister and attorney at law is able to join us, we shall bring him to you. We are asking the caller on the phone that our lines are not open yet. Try and call us back. This is Radio Biafra. Having given the means and the ways through which you can contact us, we will now proceed to present the news headlines and accompanying news summary. We are reporting this morning that the zoo continues to lose trillions of naira from non-passage of the PIB, the Petroleum Industry Bill. They are losing money because if you pass this very bill, all the criminals, all the money they are making will come to a stop. They will even install meters at the point of the delivery of crude oil. It has not been passed and they are losing trillions, but this is not news, is it? Losing money in the zoo, having corruption, Boko Haram bombing one or two places, that is not news. What is news will be the total collapse of that very empire of Satan called Nigeria. A place now they have been overcome with shame that they want to change the name that a British girl gave to them. The dogs and the cats, the animals that inhabit the Zoological Republic, they are known as Nigerians. They now want to change their name. They have come to the realization that they are animals named by a white woman. Now they want to change the name. Too little, too late. Without Radio Biafra, will they have ever dreamt of changing their useless name? The answer is no. We are here to educate them and to enlighten them for free. We have announced a key policy, the major plank upon which Biafra will be built. Free and qualitative education from kindergarten. If your house is more than 1 mile from where you are going to school, you will be conveyed to school and taken back. We understand the implications of doing such in view of exercise and all the rest of it for small children, because some of us walked for 3 miles to be able to go to school. Not because your parents didn't have a car or means to convey you, but they knew that a child needed physical education in terms of being able to walk to school and back, and also being able to fend and defend themselves should the need arise. If you have siblings, you take your siblings to school, therefore trying to or attempting to reinforce the bond of family, which is why we take care of our younger ones, which is why we take care of our parents. Because from childhood, you are taught on how to take care of your younger ones. You take them to school. You take them to church. You take your younger ones everywhere and you take care of them. When you are going, your mom will say, take your brother or your sister and take care of them. We are a caring people who want to reinforce that. We will care for our children. Every child born in Biafra land will have free education. The government or the people will take you to school and bring you back. They will give you free meal at school every blessed day. Quality meals, controlled and monitored. You will wear a pair of socks. You will wear shoes to school. Your uniforms will be provided. Your school bag and your books also will be provided. We are going to take care of our children, God knows. All of them. We shall take care of them in this new country called Biafra. Jonathan is running the most corrupt government in Nigeria's history, according to Dino Melaye. I won't be surprised if this is a Yoruba man. That is the way they talk. You know, they're cowards. Have you heard them speak again? Since they bombed their country, Ile-Ife. Since they bombed the Yoruba land. Have you heard Oduwa People's Congress? We are going to do this. We will march again. Have you heard anything? Oh, sir. They have gone quiet, like the cowards they are. Somebody asked last night, are we trying to be like Boko Haram? And I told him that we will be worse than Boko Haram. Worse! Boko Haram is operating inside the zoo, trying to colonize people, trying to spread Islam. We will destroy the name Nigeria. It won't exist anymore. So that's how we are worse than them. Jonathan runs the most corrupt government. Which government did Awolowo run? The only civilian deputy to a military head of state in the entire history of the despotic, regressive, hopeless, incompetent governance of the entire continent of Biafra by men in the military. Only Obafemi Awolowo is the civilian vice president to a military head of state in the history of the hopeless entity, sub-Saharan Africa, of the modern one anyway. Southeast governors hail Comfab recommendation for the creation of another state. That is the only thing they claim they have achieved so far. The creation of more states where they can put their friends to continue collecting allocation from the proceeds of oil sold from Biafra land, the money transferred to Abuja. They now travel to Abuja to go and collect their own share. We shall see. Creation of another state. Tinubu, the godfather, is near end, or the end is near for Tinubu. They are asking, is the end? Of course he will be. We went into him. We told the world who this man is. We destroyed APC. Today we shall bury Bilie finally today. We have assembled our evidence. They die today. Bola Ahmed Tinubu is a criminal. The world listens to Radio Biafra. Even those you think don't listen, they listen to us. We buried APC. Killed it finally. We told you that Tinubu is finished. His end is near. They are now reporting it everywhere. He doesn't know that the world knows he has 15 bank accounts and we are going to republish it this afternoon. APC, that Bilia wants us to join, a party of rogues and criminals and vagabonds, claiming you are representing Biafra in court when you are a member of the APC. Men without honor and shame. You don't have shame in your eyes. You work for Hausa Fulani Islamic Jihadist Party, and you claim you are fighting for Biafra. You have no shame and no honor. No shame and no honor. Mad people. People are asking, is the end near? Industrial court strikes out Sanusi's case. I don't know why we are reading this. Frankly, I don't know why. We must go on to bring you our news in detail before we open the lines. The Nigeria Labour Congress on Wednesday, June the 4th, lamented the non-passage of the Petroleum Industry Bill by the National Assembly. They claim that it is making the country to lose trillions of naira. As a result, the vice chairman of the Nigeria Labour Congress, Comrade Issa Aremu, said it as an interactive workshop on the Petroleum Industry Bill organized by the Unite Consult Limited in Abuja. He said it is the hope of the NLC that the leadership of the National Assembly will rise to the occasion and pass the bill, Aremu said. It also said it is a scandal that the 12th largest producer of oil in the world is still operating an obsolete law of 1969. While speaking further, he said, I don't think the chairman of the House on Petroleum Resources Downstream, you know, they have upstream, and I don't know what it means. Somebody will tell me today. The barrister has joined us, he's going to tell me in a minute. They have this petroleum upstream, petroleum downstream. I don't know what it means. What does it mean? Upstream and downstream. I don't know what it, can somebody please explain? All these monkeys is tampering with English language that is not theirs. Upstream, downstream. Can somebody tell me what it means in the petroleum sector? Because I don't. They will want us to picket them before they pass the bill. That is the NLC threatening that this bill must be passed. Everybody is jockeying, agitating for a bill that will make them inherit the oil coming from Biafra land. The only thing uniting all the criminal elements in the zoo is criminality and corruption. From day one, that is what binds them together. In a country where the man responsible for the plight for the hopeless economic state in the zoo by the name of Hausa Fulani man, they are corrupt people. They steal with Quran in one hand, they are scavenging and stealing with the other. Like some people that I know, asking for Biafra on one hand, but at the same time serving Hausa Fulani Boko Haram using the name of Biafra. God will punish all of you, one after the other. Dead men walking. That is who you are. Dead men walking. Your shame will be everlasting. These people are claiming everybody wants access to oil, including the Nigeria Labour Congress. Everybody wants to see where to favor them. Oil is the only thing uniting the people. And corruption, nothing more, nothing less. I don't like Yoruba people. I don't like them. Collectively as a race, individually I have nothing against a person, but collectively as a race, I cannot stand them. I despise them because they are cowards. Edo people are not part of Biafra originally, but I respect and I love them because they are warriors. They tell you something and they stand on it. That is why I like Benin people. I like Edo people. They are warriors. Yoruba, I cannot stand. Two-faced, duplicitous cowards that cannot do anything. All they do is talk. Talk, talk, talk from morning till night. They cannot do anything. If Yoruba land is attacked, they have attacked you now. What did you do? Nothing. Cowards and wretched cowards. Yet, no wonder those fools calling themselves Igbos, they live in Lagos. And after 2-3 years, you turn into a wretched coward like Yorubas, your neighbors, there in Lagos. We continue. A former member of the House of Representatives, Rukayat Yisaudino, has described the present administration under the leadership of Goodluck Jonathan as the worst the country has ever had. Melaye, that's his surname. His name is, look at the people in the same country with Barrister. Rukayat, his name is Rukayat Yisaudino Melaye, living in a country with Ugochukwu Okereke. Melaye, Rukarat. He's saying, of course he will say so, he's from APC, I'm sure. He's saying that Goodluck Jonathan is running the most corrupt government in the history of the zoo, of the animals in the zoo. He stated this on Wednesday at an anti-corruption symposium. How can a Yoruba person conduct an anti-corruption symposium? How can a Hausa Fulani person conduct anti-corruption? Who gave us corruption, Yoruba people? But you have a Yoruba man doing anti-corruption symposium, saying that Jonathan is the... How much did Awolowo steal? The people that gave every useless Nigerian the idea on how to falsify a check are Yoruba people. Check fraud came from Yoruba land. The person that started it is Mushud MKO Abiola. Am I lying? Abiola started check fraud. Fraud was started by Abiola and Awolowo by falsifying the ITT check given to him from 40 million to 400 million. That is the precise figure. I got it right. 40 million he was meant to be paid. He falsified the check to 400 million. That was how he became a billionaire. From there to the president of the zoo that never stood. Am I lying? Yoruba people are responsible. Every fraud and scam you see in the world is by Yoruba. They produce nothing. Only scam and fraud. That is how you know people who are cowardly, who are conspiratorial. Everything they think about is, how do I cheat? How do I scam another person? That's all they do. As the ones you have in Bilie Human Rights Initiative, a human rights group fighting for independence. Have you heard of that rubbish before in your life? Nonsense. Rubbish. We didn't know they wanted to take Biafra to Hausa Fulani Boko Haram Islamic APC. They have been found out. And today we bury them completely. Mad people. Insane, insane people they are. The same thing with this fool. It is a continent filled with hypocrisy. That is why Africa is backwards. Hypocrisy. Yoruba people are responsible for the fraud in the zoo. They want to make you believe that corruption started with Jonathan. Who told you that? How did Awolowo get the money to build the Dolu investments? How did Awolowo get the money to build Odua group of companies? How did Awolowo get the money to buy the largest shares in Coca-Cola, in Cadbury, in Nestle, in UAC, in RT Briscoe? How did the Yoruba people take control of First Bank when it was nationalized? How did you take control of Union Bank? You are all criminals. Am I lying? Who gave us check fraud? Is it not Abiola and Awolowo? They think they are smart because you control the media, the newspapers, and the zoo. You come out and say it. Of course, your people will listen. That was how you managed to convince useless Igbo people to attend Yoruba churches. Because of the dominance of the media. You write and write and say, Pastor Agboboye, whatever rubbish name you have, is doing this miracle. Gullible, useless Igbo families, they go there. Stupid people. You are a child of God. You descended directly from heaven. I said I have proof. I don't say what I don't know. That is proof. It may sound fantastic and outlandish to you, but it is correct that we are descended directly from heaven. You go and kneel before a vermin to bless you. You are useless. No wonder your mothers are being raped in the villages and you do nothing. Every Sunday you go and kneel before a Yoruba pastor to put his filthy, corrupt hands on your head to bless you. You should be ashamed of yourself. Ashamed of yourself. These are the cowards. If they keep their mouth shut, we leave them. These are the idiots and the cowards that cannot do anything. They were conquered by women from Dahomey. Go and read your history that the Dahomey army came and conquered Yoruba people. This army was full of women. They are talking about corruption. A useless people who are under occupation in a Loren is an emirate. Cowards who cannot speak when they are under attack. When their dignity is being trampled upon, they do not speak. It's to run to their useless newspapers and to yap rubbish as usual. Jonathan is running the most corrupt government. Did you not witness Babangida? Who introduced industrial scale corruption? Is it not Hausa Fulani people? Is Omar Odiko a Biafran? Which type of government can Jonathan run that is worse than Shagari's regime? Have you forgotten your own brother, Adisa Akinloye, that imported champagne from France and wrote it Akinloye champagne? Have you forgotten? Where did he get the money from? Yoruba people, they make me sick. I don't want them to annoy me, or else I will devote a program to Yoruba people and they won't like it. They should just shut up. How about Bola Ahmed Tinubu? Who is more corrupt than Bola Ahmed Tinubu? Who, I ask this imbecile, who is more corrupt? Bola Ahmed Tinubu has 15 bank accounts. Bola Ahmed Tinubu is a Yoruba man. Criminals. You have the temerity to open your mouth to be critical of the administration of Goodluck Jonathan, bringing corruption. When you people were the architects, you started to even corrupt the sensibilities of the animals that call themselves Nigerians. You're talking rubbish. I won't bother reading all of the news. Useless man, former member of the House of Representatives, Rukayat Yishaudino. These are idiots. They talk and talk and they do nothing. Cowards, Yoruba people. Any country with Yoruba in it is doomed to failure. Doomed to failure. You will even tell by the way their women dress. One piece wrapper. Only one. Only one. Incredible. Incredible. We continue. The Southeast Governors Forum has commended delegates at the ongoing constitutional conference in Abuja for their unanimous recommendation that an additional state be created to the zone to bring it at par with other geopolitical zones of the country, which is a lie. Anywhere we see lies, we expose it. Anywhere we see hypocrisy, even amongst ourselves, we expose it. If you know what we have done, if you know what I have done that is worthy of exposure, please do so. I beg you. The number is here to call. +447831308376. That is why we maintain that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. This very man is now telling us today that they have agreed to create another state for the Igbo people. But that is a lie. They agreed to create additional 18 states. In other words, this Igbo region will remain at a disadvantage. But look at the way he's presenting it. So the reason why we went to Confab is to discuss additional states only. Anyway, people deserve the quality of leadership they get. It's a reflection of the people. When you have such men representing you, then you know indeed that you're finished. Now let us go to the first Yoruba criminal is Awolowo. He's a mass murderer and a killer. Let us go to the inheritor of his crown, another thieving, conniving, fraudulent Yoruba man. He's here now. His name is Bola Ahmed Tinubu. We continue. Politicians across political divides in the Southwest are unanimous that the supposed stronghold by the APC and its leader, Asiwaju Bola Tinubu, on the political zone is rapidly coming to an end. In separate interviews with Nigerian newspapers, the politician said the people of the Southwest are tired and are ready to free themselves from the tyrannical hold by the Lion of Budilon, Asiwaju Tinubu, who many accuse of running not only the party but the affairs of the region from his house in Ikoyi, Lagos. Many of them attributed the loss of recently conducted election in Ekiti to Bola Tinubu, who felt He has the unique right to pick whoever must rule in the APC-controlled state. A few politicians said Tinubu allowed what makes influences die quickly by indulging in selfish traits, using his power and the position to promote personal family interests, neglecting members of a team that brought him into power, thereby trying to build a personal empire rather than a party empire. Many believe that his undying quest for power and his desire to rule Nigeria at all costs has driven him to the brink of a precipice. Like Awolowo before him, did Awolowo rule Nigeria? The answer is no. The only Yoruba man they trust is Obasanjo. No other Yoruba man. Anyway, why go to look too much into the future? We want Biafra. Anything they like in their useless country they can do. This is the man, dear listeners, with 15 bank accounts. His name is Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Of questionable parentage. Nobody knows where he actually comes from. All the people causing and wreaking havoc in the zoo, nobody can quite tell where they come from. This man was the governor of Lagos State for 8 years, and he stole everything in sight, the same way Awolowo stole everything. But you hear this bastard talking about probity and governance. Meanwhile, he has 15 bank accounts abroad. He has a bank account here with NatWest. If you go to the USA, he has a bank account with Citibank. He has private portfolios of investments all over the place. Even the daughter has an account with NatWest Bank here in the United Kingdom, filled with millions upon millions of pounds. But he is there talking about how to move the nation forward. But because people are not just ignorant, they have the spirit of ignorance imbibed in them. These are black people, mind you, from Africa. Very, very ignorant people. They cannot discern truth from lies. They don't know. You give them the evidences in front of them. You say, this is the evidence that justifies that what I'm saying is correct. They overlook the evidence. They go to the summary. Black people, that's the way we are. That is why we have lost objectivity. That is why we crave to return to our land, to the ways of our ancestors, that will sit and tell you that truth is truth and lie is lie. Bola Ahmed Tinubu, a criminal extraordinary. After all, why won't he succeed? Abiola came to the brink of becoming the ruler of the zoo. But Abiola himself is a criminal. Of course, every Yoruba person is a rogue. Abiola is a rogue. He stole money. Are they disputing it? Why is it that Yorubas don't dispute what we say on Radio Biafra? Because they know we are speaking the truth. Did Abiola falsify ITT check or not? Yes or no? They will tell you. They call it Odu, you know, doing fraud. It's in their nature. From Awolowo. Awolowo stole our money. Stole my father's money. After the war. And gave the man only £20 to start life again. Where is all the money belonging to Biafran people, especially Igbo people? Where is their money? The Awolowo family is having fun on it. That is the money they used to buy shares all over the place. Once you had the industries nationalized, they bought their shares with it. Money belonging to Biafrans. Awolowo is a thief. A criminal with proof. We don't say what we don't know. Cowards is written all over their faces. The arch criminal is Asiwaju. Bola Tinubu, whatever that rubbish means, Asiwaju. I don't know the meaning of it. The National Industrial Court in Abuja, presided over by Justice Babatunde Adejumo, yesterday struck out the suit filed by the MA of Kano, Malam Sanusi. He struck it out in the case that Sanusi brought challenging his suspension as the governor of the Central Bank of the Zoo. This is not news on Biafra. We are not doing anything with it. That brings to an end our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Wherever you are, we're welcoming you. And at this point in time, I think it is prudent for me to introduce the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamuzi, has joined us. the barrister will proceed to greet the people of Biafra. Barrister, please.
Thank you, Director. Good morning to you. Good morning to every Biafran man, woman, friends of Biafra, and those who join us on a daily basis to view and review and bring opinions, bring ideas on how to restore Biafra. We welcome you on this PM edition. I ask you to join us and bring your ideas that will make the formation and the restoration of Biafra. We thank you wherever you are. We thank you for doing this is just like you people thank us. We trust in you. We believe in you. And we rely in you. Thank you, Director, for the analysis that you have made out of the zoological impression on this world. And of course, everything we say does not shake us. It does not attack us. Because being friends, being made of metal, we believe in ourselves, we believe in what we do, we believe that we've made it before the destruction of our lands and towns and villages. And we believe we'll make it again. That's why we are gradually assembling ourselves, assembling all we are going to carry out in Biafra land. Director was announcing the policy, the formation of what will make Biafra. How the children of Biafra will be looked after, unlike what is happening in the zoo. You see, this will tell you, it will make you understand the difference between us and those who came to attach themselves with us, like the arms of octopus. We do not want them anymore. Let them carry on with their nefarious, iniquitous attitude and everything that they made of. We don't want them no more. We just want to be alone. We want to be on our own. We don't want anything, any more association with that expired zoo trying to turn their name upside down. Again, it does not make any meaning. That will tell you that all they are doing is to share oil money. They cannot do anything sensible. Yes, you want to change the old name, the expired country. Why not bring it something sensible? Of course, anything you do there never work. Director, let me go directly to what the confab are doing and those who call themselves Igbo to go and represent us in creation or addition of new state. They once created, what is happening? You do something extra if the one you've done is yielding results. The states are already created. What has happened from Ebonyi State down to Igbocha? Has there been any progress? Has there been any infrastructure that you want to create new? What you want to create is to place one Alahaji in the name of Okorongbocha. One Alahaji born Igbo man to represent us and to carry on wooing our people into Islam. That is the reason for clamoring into another creation of another state. Why are we so deceitful in our nature? Why can't we, for the sake of Chukwuebiamah, God in heaven, to one time make our people realize the existence of life? Why are we always doing things selfishly? For our, just look at the news from Bola Ahmed. His own people are now telling him from his party how selfish he is trying to make APC his own empire because he has this idea of becoming president just like Richard Sokrocha and all the rest of Amechi. Everything you see them do, not for the goodness of mankind or their own kind, but for their own selfish ends. These are what our people engage in. Sometimes I just wish that everybody would be destroyed, all those politicians. I say, how I wish we have somebody like this, our man in Ghana, Rawlings, to come and destroy all those wicked regime that believe in themselves and in their families only. Nobody else They bring money, they send their children abroad. Everything is for me. Selfish, wicked individuals that do not care about others. They do not care about the welfare, the education of those they associate themselves with, but just themselves, the cronies, those who believe that only them. But thank God, all of us will die, no matter what you have. Whether you have it or you don't have it, you have a certain day. One day that you overlook all you have and go downstairs. So whatever you do, remember you'll not stay in this world forever. But before that, Biafra wants to go. Creation of state, addition of state, that has nothing to do with us, because the ones you created has no meaningful end. No infrastructure, no electricity, nothing is working, but you want to create another. And I tell you, if you check very well, it has something to do with our Ohio's indeed, so that they'll carry on in their bribery, corrected attitude. Director, I don't even know why you are supporting. I told you, leave him to the elements. Let them deal with him. But Jonathan is busy trying to destroy us. Busy voting money so that our system here, any network will not work for us. Let them chop him and divide him, share him. I said this before. If you are with us, we are for you. If you are not for us and you're not with us, you scatter. Let nobody support or defend Jonathan. He is useless to us. Voting money, all these inept actions happening on Radio Biafra Network is the money Jonathan has given to people to carry on working against us. Phoning the government of Senegal, asking him, why did you allow Biafra? Director, this was the reason why Britain did not give us any license to march around. We were static where we were, but it didn't make difference because we attracted passerbys. They were standing and looking at us. People were stopping their cars. We stayed in one place and singing and dancing in the name of Biafra. We did not get the license because, as I remember, he gave the Queen accolade and all the money coming from Biafra and coming from our oil land so that they will support him. Anybody that call about Jonathan and his corruption and those is ruling and those who is ruling with him, do not speak on his behalf. Let them chop him. Let's concentrate on Biafra and get a hell out of that bloody expired country. Why do you support Jonathan and pointing out those who are also corrupt? Do you think he doesn't know? They are the people who taught me how to do corruption. Leave him with them. Let them divide him and take him away. He's useless to us. Therefore, let nobody stand for Goodluck Jonathan. Prior to this time, Director, I thought that he was a good man. I used to support him. I used to sing his song. When I realized that this guy is not for us, locked up House of Fulani Boko Haram, he'll go and release them. Give them money. And he said to himself, he's not going to compensate those who are affected by Boko Haram bombings. And he stood on it. Yet some of our people, when they hear House of Fulani Boko Haram coming, like Wazorike, who went to welcome the son of Abacha and had a big tour, entourage tour, taking him to Biafra land, giving him 21 gun salutes. Our people are so stupid in their endeavor to looking for money. Why? Your people are dying on a daily basis. You are not looking for how to stop the carnage being committed against your people, against men and women, pregnant women. But you are prepared to go and take money coming from your own land. You don't think, Director, when I talk this, I'm talking to all politicians in that Biafran land who are very supportive of what the people of Zoo are doing against their people. After collecting all this blood money, those children whose blood are crying will cry in your family house because you love money. Director, good morning. Let me just say that alone. The rest of the other news doesn't matter to me at all. It doesn't matter to me. Let's focus on Biafra and go home. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. The very eminent barrister himself, Barrister Mamezu, who, as ever, has kindly joined us this very morning. And very shortly, our line shall open. If you're joining us for the very first time, that this is Radio Biafra AM. Good morning show coming to you all the way from London on this very day, the 5th day of July in 2014, on a day that we gave a small insight into how the criminal mind of a Yoruba person works. Very, very duplicitous and criminal. They are the ones that supported the killing of our children, that supported the starvation of our children. APC is a political party designed to come and finish the work that Othman Damfodio could not finish. It is an Islamic party. The sponsors of APC are the financiers of Boko Haram, the same people. As Boko Haram is killing you on the streets, APC is cornering you politically to ensure your total defeat and demise. We said no in Anambra, leading to the emergence of Willie Obiano as the governor there. We are saying no to APC now all over the place, that even their own people are beginning to see the evil that they represent. The same way that we said that anybody that mixed with APC in the name of Biafra, they are dead, they are finished. Finished, completely finished. They are criminals. Anybody you see gathering around Bilie Human Rights Initiative, mark my words today. When it happens, I will tell you I told you so. They are traitors to their country. They are traitors to their country. They are evil men. Evil men. Poverty-stricken evil men. Looking for money. Using the name of Biafra to go and join APC. Working for Lucha Sokorocha. Anybody following them or sympathetic to them is an enemy of our people. That person should be avoided like a plague. Should be avoided like a plague. That is why they are afraid to give me a debate in public. My offer is on the table. Name your venue, and I shall be there. So we discuss this in the open, not in secret. These vagabonds want to tarnish the image of Biafra. We have just recovered from Owasrike the criminal, from Ifajuna of Okwe. We have recovered our land from this man. We have cleansed Biafra. We have shown Biafra to the world on the 30th of May. People are now calling us, asking us to continue what we are doing. People you would not expect to do such a thing. We have removed it from the Ifajuna. But as one Ifajuna goes, many other Ifajunas emerge. The one represented by these people claiming that they are in court is the most deadly and the most criminal. It is the virulent form, because a bacteria you can kill with antibiotics, virus you cannot. It is the virus version of the contamination of what we are doing. And we must cut it out and kill it before it consumes all of us. Biafra cannot be used to serve APC and Lucha Sokorocha. Impossible. Impossible. They have all the money in the world and we don't. Those of them going close to them is because they want money. You know, poor wretched souls in Europe, they run to APC. We defeated APC before. Now, even in their stronghold in Yoruba land, I told you everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. We killed APC. You think that because they don't give us credit in the open, you don't know that? Even Yoruba people, they listen. They rejected APC for what they represent. And somebody is using the name of Biafra. Owasrike is in PDP, working for Jonathan. These ones are in APC with the name of Biafra. Chineke Okunin or Komad people. Insane people. Have we ever compromised? Can you come out today to say that we did something wrong to our country? All you can say is that they are stubborn. They are this, they are that. But at least I'm not in APC or working with Rocha Sokorocha that was seen dining and drinking champagne with Gowon that killed 3.5 million of our people, in whose memory we are doing what we are doing. You are a hypocrite. All of you, you are all hypocrites, and you will die a very shameful death. All of you. Let's go to the line. We have somebody there. The caller on the line, can you hear me on Viber?
Yeah.
Your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay. Good day. I am Wise from Malaysia.
Wise. What is your father's name?
Okay. I am Wise Chukwu Emeka from Orifite, the Biafra line in Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so I just want to commend your effort and everything you are doing in this very radio media. You know, media is power, and whatever thing people hears is what they will do. And I don't want you to relent, no matter what. Just keep on. We are solidly behind you. And all I'm trying to tell you is that the time to raise the rising sun and implement the solid Biafra is now. And I don't have much to say anyway, because I'm totally angry for what is happening in the zoo. I am totally angry for what is happening to the entire Igbo race and entire Biafrans. I am totally tired of what I'm hearing, because how can all of us be enslaved in another man's land, and yet we are not even eager to come out of slavery? And someone has devoted himself trying to bring you out of your slavery, and you are there castigating him, insulting him, saying all manner of things. In fact, if there is anything we can do to eliminate these very people, I am totally ready. But all I'm trying to tell you is that those people that are trying to call to, you know, mesmerize the race of this, the different race, I'm trying to tell you that there is something we can do. All those devices which they used to call can even turn to a bombshell and destroy them whenever they make such a call. But let me rest my case here, because if I have a lot of things to say, I will call back again. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very, very much. And this is Radio Biafra. We continue to welcome you from wherever you are. Our lines are open. That caller called us on Viber. Of course, our lines are going crazy as usual. We expect it to. This is Radio Biafra after all. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Continue to welcome you from wherever you are.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can tell you. Good morning.
Good morning. Turn your system down, please. This is Radio Biafra. Turn it down.
Yeah, it's down. I wanna thank director for the good work. I'm Chingsley Ugochukwu Chingsley Usua for calling from China.
Thank you.
I'm from R&D Zorg.
This welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I wanna thank Nnamdi Kanu, the director of Radio Biafra, for the good work he's doing. I am really happy every time I started listening to Radio Biafra, maybe 1 week ago. Every blessed day now, I cannot stop, I cannot sleep, I cannot do nothing. If not thinking about Biafra, Radio Biafra, I'm waiting for the time, for everything to come so that I can listen to it. So I thank you, and I thank you very well for the good work, and thanks for all the people, all the indigenous people of Biafra all around the world. I can see that everybody is coming out to show the great support of this, our great nation, Biafra. I'm really, really happy. And I want to show you, and I want to tell the people of Biafra all around the world, even me, I'm fully in support of what is happening and what all of us are achieving right now. You know, I am ready. Like yesterday, I had one guy call from the U.S. talking about nonsense, talking this and that, saying you want to push us to go to war or something. But I want to tell that guy that we are ready. No matter what, already we are in the war before you come to tell us. Nobody is taking us to war. We are ready to face, to defend what is ours, what is our country. Biafra is ours. So we are ready. One thing must kill a man. If I can die in defending of Biafra, I am ready for that. As I'm talking to you right now, I already made up my mind to give away everything I'm doing in abroad, like staying in China or whatever. I'm going back home to stay and defend my country. I am ready to stay in the war front any day, any time. I am ready. So that's what I want to say and contribute. And I thank every member, especially the barrister and director Nandi Kanu and all the co-director members and Grand Prix. I thank you all and keep the good work going. God is with you. Chukwu Adeoma will protect and guide you. Nothing will ever happen to you. We are with you. And very soon I will give my support because where I'm staying from China is very far from Guangzhou. It's 12 hours speed train.
My goodness.
From
me.
To get to Guangzhou. I am only staying here very close to Shanghai.
Yes.
But there is no any indigenous people from Shanghai. Before me to get to Guangzhou is about 12 hours and 2 hours flight.
Okay.
But I will try in the next meeting, please. I already start the indigenous people in Biafra in the Facebook, so I can see if I can be communicating with them and see how I can support.
Yes, please
give
do that.
My support, but
do that.
Yeah.
Do that. And we welcome that. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Continue the good work you're doing. I'm going to think about the caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are. And the caller on Viber, stay where you are. All of you, stay where you are. I will come to each and every one of you. Please go ahead.
Director, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ndo Kwama, conductor in Oslo.
In Oslo. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'm calling the guy that called from your sister because I tried to call more than 16 times. I couldn't get through. When such a person called, my own view here is that we don't have time for that type of person. As an able man, you know that we have way of thinking.
Yes.
It's allowed to make fool of himself.
Everybody has the right to even to make fool of themselves, of course. That is true.
So we cannot waste time. A lot of people were calling, lamenting on him yesterday. I was so angry when you are talking to him, wasting our time. Please, we should not waste much of our time on such a person of idiot. Regarding the people of APC and the creation of new states, whether they create, no, they create, I saw the thing from Karamonde yesterday, then I posted it to many people. Creating new states, for East doesn't help. We don't care about that. It has no use for us. What matters now, actually, is Biafra. I put a lot of effort. I work almost a day for Biafra. We should focus more attention on getting Biafra and forget about what they're doing. Know that they're doing that to create more cows. I get more money. Because when they create a bastard now, then Abia State, somebody will be in a bastard eating their own share. And somebody being in a Nyoma taking their own part.
That's all.
So, we should not tell them, at that point, I would like to get contact with the Uchen Nasebu.
Yes, he's on Facebook. You can inbox him. Just write Uchen Nasebu on Facebook. You inbox him, you receive it.
I don't teach on the but I got a lot of Uchen Nasebu.
Omiomio. Uchen Nasebu, Omiomio, yes.
Okay. But please, I want to we try to contact him.
Yes.
Concern about finance.
Do that, please. Do that immediately. Thank you very much.
God bless you.
And you too, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We have, my dear Lord, there are calls everywhere, every blessed place there is a call. Stay on Viber, please. I will come to you. Stay on Viber. And the person on the phone as well. Do we have a person on Skype as well, please?
Hello, director.
Yes, please. Stay where you are. Let's go and take this call. Stay where you are on Skype. Stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, director. Good morning.
Good morning, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
Director, this is Madakamad calling from Biafran land.
You're a good man and a very brave Biafran as well. You are a brave Biafran.
Thank you, Nandi. Thank you, brother. Nandi, may God bless you.
And you too.
May God bless you and a man. May God bless, oh sister. May God bless you, Kabosa. May God bless our sister, Rita Nuburg. May God bless Karamonde, our queen of England. The useless queen, the useless animal, the corporate of England is a vampire. She's the queen of the coast, not queen of England. The real queen of England are the those who know better. That is, Karamoja is the person in that position for me. Nande.
Yes, my dear
I did not sleep yesterday night. When the son of no man called our program claiming to be a liberal guy. Man, I want you to do one thing for us, please. We back home, we are here, and why we are here is to fight for Biafra. Man, if such a fool calls Radio Biafra next time, what I want you to do is to cool down and get the information of that user Biafra to know who they are, where they come from, so that we deliver our job over here. Because we all this about Biafra was king. All the useless Japans will die. They will never be alive to see the new Japan. That is number one. Nande.
Yes,
what
madam,
is happening to us was created by Britain. It was created by England themselves. But my prayer every day is that what we suffer, English people will suffer what Japan's go through. The Queen of the Coast called their majesty in England, the Queen of the Coast, the Queen of the Witches and Wizards. I hope that useless woman is listening to Japan Radio to see what they created, to see the monster they created in this part of the world called Nigeria, the zoo. Every day they come here, they steal the oil that belongs to Japan, and they kill us on top of it. They are sucking our blood every day because of their greediness. This has been their policies in everywhere in the whole world. That is why they are fighting Argentina indirectly. That is why they are fighting Russia indirectly. Anybody that still public funds will come to Britain to have a say, even to have their passport. But those that are stealing their resources, they don't care about us. They give asylum and give their passport to Omarizico. They give the Berezovsky from Russia and all the Russian funds, still public funds. They give all the criminals asylum because they are criminals. I want them to know one thing. The best thing they will do is to give us Biafra. If they don't give us Biafra, Al-Qaeda and will look like child play, because what we're going to do is allow the Islamic jihadists to take over Biafra land. We will be the bombers and we will destroy the whole world. If they don't want this to happen, let them tell Jonathan to denounce Nigeria and leave Biafra to go, because they are the ones holding Jonathan. Let them tell the Nigerian government the zoo to leave Biafra to go. If they fail to do that, they will hear from us. My prayer is to either we get Biafra, the world will live in peace, or they allow the Islamic, their agents, to conquer us, to turn us to Islam. Then that's the end of the earth.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Well
brother,
spoken.
I'm asking Biafra. The last time I called Biafra was a month ago. I'm calling again today. Biafra, please provide to us the material to do this job. We are here. Guys are still coming home. The ones are gone. We are here doing nothing. We want to start to do to arrange ourselves. Because we have a job to do, and we do the job to the end. We need good items. We need good guns. We need good material. Because we are going to check the outer planet. We are going to check our coast in the Niger border, and coast the border with Chad. They will go back to where they come from. The Republic will go back to the Republic where Tinubu and the Bachelor came from. They will go back to their place. We will take over our land by force or by anyhow or by enemy. Any means, Biafra, please don't disappoint us. We are back home, we are here, we are waiting for you to deliver to us. Then we do our job and make you proud. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. I know what you can do. You did so also on the 30th of May. You came down with your men as promised and we ensured we had a hitch-free remembrance in Enugu. We thought they would have come that day, but they didn't, because their cowards were prepared for them and waiting for them, but they couldn't come. We don't do anything in secret within the open. We have somebody waiting on Viber for very long, and I commend them for their patience. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, do you mean me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please, go ahead.
Yes. Thank you very much, Director. Nnamdi. I called you 3 times. I called you 3 times because of the kind of man you are. I'm the guy that called yesterday on your morning edition from Pretoria, South Africa. Ifan Yeze from Oboka.
Yes.
Thank you. Nnamdi, if you can remember vividly, I said something about yesterday, you not getting angry as a leader and people, the way you accepted my advice. Thank you for that. That stupid man, that idiot that called, that Yoruba man that claimed he's an Igbo man, that called from Spain or America. I am very, very grateful. I salute you for the kind of attention, the response you gave to him. You weren't angry at all. You did not let his stupidity upset you. When you calmed down to talk to him, to answer his question, he was bluffing. I told my wife when that thing was happening yesterday, I said, this is the Nnamdi I know. This is the guy that, this is how I expected the guy to handle this issue. Nnamdi, may God bless you for that.
And you too. Thank you.
Please, as I said yesterday, I left Nigeria Army since 2001. I have my discharge certificate. I have everything that I can present to you when I come down to Enugu if you doubt me. I still say it again. I am not a bluffing type. Somebody who is saying that Goodluck Jonathan is the most corrupt, his government is the most corrupted government in Nigeria. What about Obasanjo? What did Obasanjo government do in terms of stopping corruption in Nigeria? Is Jonathan the guy that started corruption? 10 years. How did Obasanjo give up the edit or the account on our oil for good 10 years? Who was the oil minister? And somebody is there, Yoruba man, saying, good luck, Jonathan. It's just that Jonathan, as you said, as you have been saying, it's just that the guy is confused. He doesn't know how to handle issues. Nnamdi, may God bless you. I just call in now to comment on the way you responded to that man. Had it been you allowed your personality to be angered by that idiot, you wouldn't have replied, answered him. He was running away when you said, you asked me a question, I answered. Let me talk. The guy didn't know what to say. That is Nnamdi. My wife was asking me, who is this guy? Who? I said the guy just trained himself on how to defend his people. That is all I can say. He just trained himself on how to defend his people. Nnamdi, my regard to Imam Mezu, you are a close friend. Two of you are working tirelessly like a hungry lion to achieve something for Biafra. My regard to your crew, all the members, and I still say it again. I will not say anything until when I come to Enugu. I present my discharge certificate from Nigeria Army, then we take it from there.
No problem.
And continue the good work.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and God bless you too, Madam Brother. Thank you very, very much. We have somebody on the coordinator's line. We have somebody on Skype. Both are waiting. The barrister is with us. And I don't think we have enough time left, do we? We do. The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me?
Hello, Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are calling from.
Okay, good day, Director.
Good day to you. Or good morning from London.
My name is Obinwanne Onyekwaru, calling from Ukraine.
Obinwanne, Obinwanne, I like that name. Obinwanne, please go ahead.
Calling from Ukraine, Kharkov.
From Kharkov in Ukraine. Obinwanne, stay where you are, please, because you are on Skype, so it's easier. There are those calling from home who are not. They're on the phone. So, Obinwanne, stay where you are. I shall come to you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you're calling from. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. Please go ahead, Obinwanne. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Obinwanne, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay, Director. I want to use this opportunity to welcome you back from Europe.
Thank you.
Yeah. By the special grace of God, I'm the zonal coordinator of Kharkov. I want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting today, this evening, in Timash building, around 4:30. I want all people in Kharkov to come out. Come in one piece, come in one heart. And again, I want to thank you very good. You're a good man, Director.
Thank you.
You're a very, very good man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yesterday I was trying to call to stop that guy that I was calling from America. But you could not allow me to go through, sir. Let's not forget it. Let's move forward, sir, and go to where we are going to, sir. I raise my case, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you very much, my dear brother. I took this call before. They never said anything. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Hello, Director.
Yes, please, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
This is your grandmother, Okoruku, the mother.
The big man himself, Ogaranyobi Adiocha. You came to Enugu. Oh, what is happening to this line, for goodness sake? Ogaranyobi Adiocha is from Spain. I met him in Barcelona. He was he is still one of the movers and shakers of that very place. One of those assembled by Nonse Jirika, who has done more than most for this very struggle, who is now the head of our liaison office worldwide. There also I met Ifani Okoye-Nwokike as well, who is now in Norway. There also Izono Mwabeze. We have people in Barcelona, in Catalonia. We have Biafrans in Catalonia. We have them all over Spain, in Valencia, in Madrid, in Victoria. We have Biafrans everywhere. That is where our head of the Directorate of State comes from Spain. They are doing very well. I wish he can call back. I wish he can call back. We have a caller on Viber. This caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, this is Peter Wakwe calling from Mozambique.
Peter Wakwe from Mozambique. What is happening to the family in Mozambique? Obugini Neme, what is going on? I have not been hearing from you or from the other family members in Mozambique. Why is that the case? What is happening?
Yeah, in Mozambique, we are doing fine by the grace of God. It's just that we have not had any meeting. But we are communicating through phones.
Okay, that's very good. Where you are is a bit noisy. There is a very beautiful music playing at the background.
Hello?
I said, because there is noise on the background. Oh no, there is noise. That is from Mozambique. You see, we are everywhere in the world. In the history of our people, we have never been mobilized with this way. As the barrister would say, this is a reminder that we love each other, that we are one. What we are doing has never been done before in the history of our people. Never been done before. Making sure that we show you where your people are all over the world. We are showing you where your family members are around the world. One just called from Mozambique. Before that was South Africa. Before that was from home. Before all over the world. We are showing you where your family members are. Where your own flesh and blood reside. That you may come together as one. That's exactly what we are doing. Nothing more, nothing less. Because Igwebike, we come together as one. Anything we want to do, we do it. Do you want Biafra? I believe the answer is yes. Then we come together to get Biafra. That's what we are doing. Very simple solution. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. They cannot hear me. They are not paying attention. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Thank you very much. That is the voice of Dr. Oge Dozokwe.
Yeah.
Very, very unmistakable.
Director, thank you very much for what you are doing. There's something that, my name is Dr. Oge Dozokwe. I'm from Kukuta in Biafra land. I want to use the opportunity to thank all Biafrans all over the world listening to this program right now. And those who are not listening. And all supporters and lovers of freedom from all over the world. Director, why I call, there's something I've been thinking, you know. Some of these things you say about we are whiter than white, that we have to be fearless before our enemies, we are honest, and so I think it is time you are directed up. You wrote out a principle of what makes somebody a Biafran.
Yes.
And ask all cultivators all over the world to, you know, produce a template, and every member should have one and read these things from time to time, because when we start doing that, we imbibe all these things, and how we shall love ourselves and, you know, try to be crime-free, not to do things that will put us in trouble in terms of criminality.
Yes.
I think it will go a long way to help, because I've seen that there was this, is it a German philosopher that said, the politician that said that when you keep, even if you something is not true, you continue saying it and repeating it all the time. After some time, it will be believed as truth. So I think that if we have a template of, like commandments, like, you know, how a Biafra should be, fearless before his enemy, truthful, honest, all those things you keep saying in our radio, put it in a template and ask all coordinators all over the world to produce it for our people, so that we can start imbibing that, all those culture. I know that we're already imbibing it when we hear it from Radio Biafra, but if it is written down and people keep reminding themselves, it will go a long way to helping us in becoming better Biafrans.
Of course.
So that's my number one thing. The other thing is that fool that called yesterday, I don't know whether he called from America or Spain, he was like, there's something I noticed. When he called, he didn't actually introduce himself and say where he is, where he came from. And it's like he just called after asking you a question. I answered him. I would expect that next time when somebody who doesn't even call Radio Biafra calls and starts making his point or asking any question, insists that he has to introduce himself. Say where, since he claimed he was an Igbo man, I don't think, even though you said he sounded Igbo, I'm sure he's one of those people born by Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba father. So he should have insisted that he tells us his village, his clan, where he comes from, and so on, before he speaks on the radio. So these are my two suggestions, anyway.
We have taken it on board. And believe it or not, Doc, Uche Mefo was saying exactly the same thing. He has been saying this now for nearly a year. every coordinator in the world, you have to sign up to our creed to understand what it means to serve your country in truth and honesty. You must not only be honest, you must not only be incorruptible, you have to be seen to be whiter than white and whiter than snow. Because that will carry us into the new Biafra. If there is corruption in the new Biafra, if we have corruption in us right now, we cannot be successful. This is one thing people don't understand. If you are not clean, beyond reproach, nothing you are doing for Biafra will work. I preached this thing to those assembled by Wasurike a few years ago, and I addressed them. I told them, if there is corruption in one of us, Biafra will not come. Ever since those with corruption that were within Radio Biafra, ever since they moved out, we shot out like a bullet. We have been unstoppable ever since. When they were about to leave, some people were crying, saying, oh, I said to them, this is how God wants it to happen. What we have achieved without them, we could never dream of accomplishing had they been part of us. Because they had it in mind to go and serve APC, to go and follow Rocha Sokorocha, who is dining with Gowon. And that is their undoing. That is their death. And they know that very, very well. They know how determined we are. That when we say we want to do something, we end up doing it. Always, without fail. That is why everybody, if you are a coordinator, as part of this very United Nations accreditation exercise, you must sign up to the creed to be without fear before your enemies, to speak the truth always, even if it leads to your death, to know that Chukwu Abiama is God, and do no wrong, and to defend those who cannot defend themselves. That is your oath. That is your creed. On that you stand as a man or woman, and upon that you die and be judged. We are not joking. We are very, very serious. I said, by the time this Biafra comes, you will know that Chukwu Abiama is God. The reason why all our enemies working with Hausa Fulani in the name of Biafra are congregating, because God wants to show you how mighty he is. You are about to see something you've never seen before. That when we tell you something next time, you believe us. You will know to believe us. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Viber, your name and where you are, please.
Good morning to you, Director.
Good morning.
From Thailand.
From Thailand, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, please, you are just like a father to all Biafrans now. And we have been longing to hear a voice that can speak for us. Now we have you, many people will doubt you, and many people will believe. So it is during the time of Jesus Christ. They were expecting Jesus Christ, they were expecting Messiah. But when the Messiah came, they killed him. The Jews killed him too. But this is not going to be our case. We are going to gain our total victory this time around.
Why I call
this time is, I don't know how Thailand is important to you, or how Thailand is important to this struggle.
Thailand used to be important to us. But
okay.
One thing...
Used to. Okay.
Until Osita Okeke left. As soon as Osita left, men developed, men I trusted, men I never believed could let their country down. They listened to gossip, and they let their country down. The people I'm talking about, they know themselves. They know who they are. They let their country down. And I thank Chukwu Abiama for them, because they are a disgrace, seeing as I'm concerned. They are not honorable and truthful men. Because if they were, they should have told me when I was in Thailand that this is the type of person they are. But we found them out. There are a few of them left in Thailand and are still going. Please, go ahead.
Yes. Okay. So I want to bring this to your notice, because I believe, because if Thailand did not come up to expectation, I would not be proud to say that I was once in Thailand. And this is where it's going to affect me. It's better I leave this country, and when Biafra comes, I say I have never been in Thailand. Maybe I go to Malaysia or another place that is meeting up and follow them up there. Because why I'm saying this is this. Osita left here, and Osita, we cannot take care of him. Only one person that left Thailand, we cannot take care of him. many new people are coming up in on this struggle, contributing whenever they come for meeting. The coordinator cannot remit what is going on, cannot remit the income of Pierre France here. He always complains about this government. This, we are all here. We know what is going on here. We have now constituted another branch in Onut and Rankahem, and we have total three zones here now representing Thailand. And nothing is going on. We cannot take care of Osita there in our home. Before May 30th, some boys, some Igbo boys, and the ones born by Hausa, one of them called Wamusa Ichie, most of them, they attacked me in Thailand where I was preaching the gospel before May 30th. And one of the things that one of them said is, now we have sent Osita home, we should make sure that he didn't engage in stealing. And this is what is going on now before those boys attack me. If you cannot take care of Osita here, I don't know the meaning of having coordinator here in Thailand. What I'm trying to say now is this. If you don't care about if you just know that maybe Thailand is not doing well and men are falling apart, this and that, you must surely do something. Something must surely be done. These guys need to be dissolved. Last time I went there, they don't issue receipts for payment. The money I paid, I forced myself to their register. I didn't see my name there. And as I was standing there, they just wrote my name. And this has been happening. The coordinator is just busy selling credit cards, making his own personal business. What I'm saying is this. There are many personalities here. I'm a teacher here. I'm working here. I'm having a legit job here. And there are other people who are doing so here also. Many people want to see people who can move them, who can contribute. Now we are in the second phase. This is not the way these people will bring propaganda. These people will talk this, people will talk this. We need people to come out and stop gossiping and talking rubbish. We have been longing for this for a long time. Who will speak for us? Who will speak for us? Now we have who will speak for us. Everybody is bringing one or two useless excuses. So what I'm trying to say is this. Something has to be done. We must take care of Osita. I brought this kind of issue last time here. The coordinator, the coordinator of Asia in Malaysia said something that if you want to make any payment, we should use cargo or you also bring some ideas. But for now, I think any country that is not represented, any country that is not contributing to its quota, must be looked into and know what is their problem. We must not overlook them that many people have done it. We must surely move forward. That is must. So this is what I have to say for now.
Thank please. You. Give me your name again, please.
Chisom Ihanacho.
Chisom Ihanacho. This very complaint you've brought will be referred to the coordinator of coordinators and from there to our Asia representative, Nlewedim, my very good brother, and it will be looked into. And I will also contact you in respect of what you have said.
Okay.
Before, there was Malaysia, Thailand, and China. China has never failed us. Never. Yes. China operates in silence, in complete silence. They have never failed up until now. The phone that I am using was bought by China. China do things for us behind closed doors that people don't know about. I don't want to talk about it all the time. Malaysia is as strong as ever. Very, very formidable, heaven knows. There was also Thailand. There used to be Thailand. Thailand used to be strong. Very, very strong. But you know, Igbo men in Thailand. Igbo men in Thailand. Men I thought we are honorable. Men I thought we are honorable and decent. But they fell by the wayside. That thing that caused them to fall by the wayside will be brought to an end today. It will be brought to an end today.
Yes.
Because when people announce their numbers on air, these vermin working for Kurocha will copy it and call them and gossip to them. I have been begging these cowards, please. If you are a man, come and debate me in London, in the open, not the studios of Radio Biafra, no. Anywhere you like, we hire the hall and go there and debate. Our people will not understand it. Why are they running from me? I am offering to debate them. Why won't they come out? Ask yourself that question. Then you know that they're criminals. That's how you know. But unfortunately, some idiots in Thailand fell for it. Men I gave responsibility to. Men with responsibilities. they decided because of their poverty and wretchedness in life to listen to gossip and begin to behave like women. Men, I thought we are men. I dined with them. I thought I was dealing with men. I didn't know it's a bunch of Yoruba market women.
Exactly.
They disgrace me. They make me very, very angry and very sad. They are not men. I don't want to see them. I don't talk to them. I don't reply to them. I want to let them understand that Thailand is a disgrace to this very movement. And Thailand will be reshuffled. And I will do it myself. I give them only 48 hours to give me a report as to what is happening in Thailand. If that does not happen, everybody responsible for what is happening in Thailand will be stepped down immediately.
They are enriching themselves. They are enriching themselves here. They are enriching themselves. Osita is there suffering. They are enriching themselves. People are coming daily making contributions.
Osito KK. Osito KK is back home. Thank you very much. Osito KK is back home working for his country on his own volition. Osito KK is responsible for very many things that most of you don't know about. Working for his country. Osito KK was wearing only two pairs of trousers because he left all his clothing in Lagos and went to Enugu to wait for me. Only two sets of clothing did Osito KK have. Only two. All the time that we were together. Only two. For nearly 3 months, working for his country, working for his country. On the 30th of May, he was ferrying people on a bus until morning without sleep. If you look at the pictures and the videos, he was standing behind me as I addressed the world at Enugu at our cenotaph. Yet those that sent him, those that should be supporting him, abandoned him. If Osito KK tomorrow joins APC or follows Hausa people, you say Osita is has done that, but you cannot take care of him. Despite the fact that money is being contributed to make sure that Osito KK is being taken care of, the way that Malaysians from time to time take care of Chuka Bosa and Ikechukwu Enyiagu, the way that our women sometimes take care of our sister, Ebrechukwu Anibog, Osita was abandoned by Thailand. Tomorrow when he joins Hausa people, you will say he's a bad person. But you caused it. That is why Igbo people do not have a selfless leader. Chekwa Sokorie came and formed APGA for you. Single-handedly. Single-handedly. Chekwa Sokorie served his country. He could have joined any Hausa party. Our people did not appreciate him. But he's a man of honor. He has not joined Hausa Fulani people. He's still working for his country. One day, all his sacrifice will be made known to our people that it is not being done in vain. Not in vain. Osito KK's suffering is not in vain. He is working for his country. I had expected those of them in Thailand to take care of Osita. Ask him, what do you need? How can we support? How are you encouraging people to come back from Thailand if you cannot take care of Osito KK? If you can't take care of him, how can other volunteers leave whatever they are doing to come back home? It is our responsibility, and we must do so. Thailand is annoying me, and I expect Lebedim to give a very full report to the coordinator of coordinators, who will make it available to the head of the Directorate of State, and I want to see that report within 48 hours as to what is happening in Thailand. I want to see it. This is Radio Biafra. We continue. Our march is relentless. What we are doing is noble. That is why we don't hide anything. We don't have secrets now. Everything is in the open. They call on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director.
Please, your name and where you're calling from. We are Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Ihiku Mere Ekabu. I'm calling from Aba.
From Aba, thank you very much. Ihiku Mere. Ihiku Mere. Please, yeah, go ahead. The world is listening.
Yeah, Director, I want to commend you yesterday call from United States, the guy that claimed that he's from United States. But before I go in there, I want to tell the indigenous people of Biafra in Aba that don't forget that our meeting is on Sunday, that is tomorrow, by 1 o'clock. And I endeavor to call the coordinators, the state coordinators.
Yes. Can you hear me? Hey, this is what is happening. This is what happens. Oh, dear Lord, give us Biafra. This, I can get the static, but the voice is not coming through. Oh, dear Lord. The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Aniabosa Solomon. I'm calling from Thailand.
From Thailand. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I'm the secretary of Biafrans in Thailand. And I heard what Chisompo called.
Yes.
I heard everything that he said. He is the one that is pulling the Biafrans in Thailand down.
How?
I am with record here. Everything. He said that the coordinator doesn't know what he's doing, that his coordinator is selling credit card. Coordinator is selling credit card to make his living. He cannot even pay money for
Biafrans. I don't discuss things like that. It's gossip.
It's so that you can understand what
I don't discuss things like that.
And you understand what I'm saying. Chisomu, who just called, has only paid only 1,000 baht since he joined the movement. Ask him, did he came to 30th May protest that we did? He has never attended our meeting for once, only one time. That he only came to meeting only one time. And to this moment, he has never attended meeting. How can somebody who is not attending meeting discuss what people who are attending meeting doing?
Are you people taking care of OC?
You know, before.
What has happened to this
That guy? Was when OC was here. And until we finish paying him that money back.
Yes. No, your line is unstable.
The moment we completed his money, that was when he stopped coming to meeting.
Completed whose money?
Last week. Oh, God. Hello, is it clear now?
It's better now. Go ahead. Repeat what you said. Please, repeat
yes,
what you
said. Yes, we borrowed money from Emma. Okay. I said, when OC was here, when we were giving the child to pay 1,000 pounds, we lent some money from Emma Okafo.
Yes.
And OC was here in Thailand then. Then the moment we completed paying the money back to him, he stopped coming to meeting. Then from that time, we now start to manage, you know, from that period till we finished, it took us like almost 3 months to finish paying this money. Because coming to meeting, we will see only about 4 people, 6 people. You can ask OC. We will see many people. I am even surprised. Many people will call from Thailand, but they have never attended meeting for once. They have never attended meeting. This Chisom that called now, his name is on the register. I know the first day he called me. I know what I discussed with him. I gave him number to coordinator. He called coordinator. We went to our meeting venue. We met him there. We discussed. After discussing, he said it is flyers. We don't have. I said, don't worry. We have been sharing flyers here. And because of this, you are saying, in order to make sure that the fault did not come from us, we are going to print another one. And we printed another one. And that was the only time that he brought 1,000 baht. And he came to meeting only one time and never came to meeting again.
Yes. What I want Thailand to do, as you're explaining right now, you did the right thing to call, to put the record straight from your own perspective. And also, our dear brother, Chisomi Hanacho, has also spoken, and so have you. I want the coordinator of Thailand to provide an explanation and a report as to the state of affairs in Thailand to our Asia representative, Nlewedim, who is in Malaysia. Nlewedim will, as protocol demands, ensure that Uchenna Onyema gets it, who is our coordinator of all coordinators. And then that report should be forwarded or explained to the head of the Directorate of State, Uchenna Asiebu. And I will see it within 48 hours from now. What is happening, for goodness sake? in Thailand. Thailand, along with Malaysia and China, I referred to them as the three wise men from the East. And now it seems that one of the three wise men is trying very hard to become foolish. And we won't let that happen. After all, Thailand gave us Osito Okeke. We must maintain that momentum. Please go and do that as soon as you can. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Director. I'll start now.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do this very work, that the name of Chukwu Abiama may be praised, that the name of the Almighty God may prevail. People are calling us everywhere, and I encourage all of you to wait. The barrister is also waiting. We are overrunning, but it doesn't matter. We have a caller right now, this very moment on Viber. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, I can hear you.
Please go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
From Biafra land. My name is KK Ijom. I'm calling from Thailand.
From Thailand, go ahead.
Yeah. So there is something that one of our brothers said, the chief some that called before, about the leadership of Biafras in Thailand. What I have to contribute there, you know, leading people is very, very difficult. And especially here in Thailand, because our people don't love ourselves because of some certain things that is happening in Thailand. And like you said before, and like the secretary that called ma'am says, the people that is leading, most of them are trying. But their trying is not good enough. Because I know that there is so many people in Thailand that call Radio Biafra. There is so many people in Thailand that listen to Radio Biafra that is willing to involve themselves in what they are doing. So, but because of some certain things that is happening in Thailand and some certain things and some certain people that is handling the program doesn't give some people the zeal to come out. It's not that the people, they are bad or they are this thing. There is some things that you need to be restructured in Thailand from the leadership. It's not that the leadership, the people that is leading, they are not leading very well. Like Pastor Levy is trying very well. The Levy Cargo and even both the coordinator, they are trying, but there is where they have to make some changes and some people that will be motivating people to be attending the meetings. And in the other hand, the brother that called before that, his name is Chisom, I will allow him to come up, maybe to come up and join and let us move this movement forward in Thailand and make Thailand proud in this Biafra restoration. Sometimes I'm contributing, but sometimes I don't contribute in the meeting directly. There's one of my friends that sometimes I give him money, both of us we go and pay. He knows the way to pay through the pay card. His name is Emma. But so many times, twice, both of us have done that. It's not that we don't know or we don't want to join the association. Sometimes I have a contribute with them once. But due to the restructures and the time, because I have met the coordinator and told the coordinator, look at how things are in Thailand. It will be better for us. Let us know how we will arrange this thing. Maybe even the Sundays, you people are putting the meeting. Sundays, many people go to church in the evening. And the many people go to church in the morning. Let's just bring this meeting down to maybe Thursday or Friday. It will enable many people to be coming up than that Sundays. They say, okay, they will look into it. Up till now, they are still shadowing on Sunday. So I will not say that they are not trying. They are trying very, very well, but there are some changes that need to make. So I would love you to look into it. Let things become normal in Thailand. There is a lot of people listening to Radio Biafra. There is a lot of people that is ready to volunteer themselves in one way or the other, both financially and fiscally. So thank you very much. That is all what I want to contribute.
Thank you. And well spoken at that as well. I think at this point, it's only prudent that I bring in the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. Barrister, I don't know if you can hear me. You have heard what has been happening so far. I don't know if you have anything to offer in respect of what we are presenting since this morning, please.
Young Director, I'm following up. I heard everything, and sometimes
I wish. Can you hear me, Director?
Loud and clear.
Yes. Sometimes I wish they could sort all these problems out with the COC and those who are in charge of such information. Most of the time, I don't wish all these problems to be discussed in general on air. There are certain things left to be discussed behind the closed doors, not everything. Director, you know my stand in most of all this. I prefer to serve my people diligently and for us to move on for the restoration of Biafra, not to discuss about some delays that we're having. Some of this should be considered to be put behind and discussed within COC and those around all the coordinators. That's my opinion. Director, thank you for bringing us very close to this end. And PM is fastly approaching, and all of us are eager, looking forward to the latest information coming from the zoo and how we bring the zoo down, because we are fed up of these cronies and the marginalization, the damage they have done to Biafrans, not only physically, but a lot of Biafrans have been confused. They don't know if they are Biafrans anymore. Some of them answer Biafra North. Some answer Biafra Yoruba. Biafra has been so decimated that they don't know which way they are leaning on. What a shame that we are somewhat working on something we do not understand, something that has no meaning, something that has already expired. Yet, you find some of our people going back to the same rejected approach. The zoo has expired. All the business there is illegal. Most people don't understand. You cannot make what is illegal legal without a new approach, without agreement that what is made old can now be made new, without which anybody undertaking any business, anyway, some sharp people have not undertaken the position to take some of them there into a foreign court, that what they are doing there is illegal, because you cannot operate in an illegal entity and try to make everything there legal. Well, we leave that in that way as it is, as we have considered it old and finished. We are now looking forward to our Biafra that was made legal from beginning, and all of a sudden it was made artificial. Bite of Biafra hidden, that was just changed only in 1975, by Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, supported by the British. They did all they could to see if they can efface us completely from this planet Earth. But if God is with you, nothing can ever happen to you. We remain steady. We remain focused. We remain Biafra, for all of us must carry on with this particular touch to rediscover our originality, to rediscover ourselves, to come back to who and what we used to be. We want to go back home and make our place anew again. Send off all those wicked elements that came to damage our land, that came to turn upside down what our forefathers have made pure. We are ready to renew ourselves once again, through and via the leadership of the Able Director, Nnamdi Kanu, the only man who has taken it upon his shoulders to make his people proud again. Director, of course, people will speak against you. It doesn't matter. You have a challenge ahead of you. Dr. Ogbedi Ozokpe pointed things out earlier. I know, Director, sometimes when you have too many things dealing with, out of exuberance, out of happiness, out of joy for what you're doing, you forget to challenge some unscrupulous elements that are coming in via a stealth way. They will just creep in without you questioning their position.
Barrister, yes, because I am trusting. I have to believe, yes, that everybody is good until they, yes, show me that they are bad.
Indeed. And you have to keep an eye, because not everybody is good, Director. You have to invite
that your sense of screening. Sometimes you do it, but when you relax, the unfiltered ones will pass with a speed of lightning. But we have to keep a check, because Biafra is an ordained nation that cannot be challenged. Biafra is unchallengeable. Who are you? Where are you starting from? And what stand, what position have you got to challenge Biafra? That name is unquestionable. That name, Biafra, is unshakable. You cannot attempt it. From where? What has been ordained by Chukwuebioma himself? When an unknown figure, spiritual power, fixes something, who are you that can uproot it? Director, what you're doing is over and above all of us. Nobody can ever fathom what we are going through. It is spiritual, it's powerful, it's unknown. However, what we know is Biafra must stand. Our men and women are coming up. I had a brother who called earlier that for the past 2 weeks he's been listening. And since then he's been glued into Radio Biafra, because that's what it's meant to be. All we ask you, give the Radio Biafra sites and then just move back. Let the spirit of Chukwuebioma do its work. For Radio Biafra is very addictive. It's been proven. You don't need to talk much. Just give the sites, all the Radio Biafra sites, where they could get listening to Radio Biafra. Once you've done that, once, leave the rest to Chukwuebioma. That person, Radio Biafra is a champion, so once you listen once, you will carry on. You don't know what is coming. You don't know what these people are discussing. You don't know the next line of action director is heading to. That is why it's so appetizing. It's very interesting. Everybody is looking forward to hearing what we are talking here. The Biafra who called from, I don't know if it's Germany or Geneva or where, say that Barisema Mezu and Director Nnamdi Kanu are two hungry lions waiting to get to their destination. You describe, people give us different description. The German guy said that the two of us are like two German police. Director, we are here to serve our people.
Of course we are.
Whichever way they describe us, all in good faith, because we love the people we talk to. Director, without the love that we have on our people, how and why did we assemble our people, 88 countries going on? Ojukwu did not attempt such, and that was why Biafra did not stand. Ojukwu did not make friends. Director, you made friends. I remember at the beginning, some people were saying, Director, I said, Director, carry on. Awujo, carry on, and what you have done has yielded some serious results that we are now enjoying the benefit. If only one person can make a big mark, what about very many others? We have friends, we have lovers of Biafra, we have those who are even investing in Biafra already. These are people all around the whole world appreciating what we are doing here. We are not killing anybody. All we are castigating here is evil, corruption, wickedness, all nefarious activities. That is what we are criticizing here on Radio Biafra. We are not physically touching anybody. All we are saying is, leave what belongs to Caesar and leave what belongs to Chukwuebioma. Leave and let leave. You cannot combine Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram with the Biafrans. You are always talking about the goodness of your mankind, Mamadou, the beauty of life. That is why we don't take life. We don't. We respect that to which Chukwuebioma created. How can you destroy what you cannot even make ordinary fingernails, talk less of hair? Why are you destroying what you could not make? if you can assemble a fan, an ordinary rotating fan, would you go and destroy it? Because you made it. So why are you destroying what you did not make and what you could not make? Our people, please do things with conscience. If you see somebody who's coming to rescue you, join that person. You are drowning and somebody is pulling you. You want to pull that person to drown with you. That is not a good idea. Radio Biafra Worldwide are here to make sure that our people remain intact without any infringement, without anybody coming to take you away and slaughter you like the way animals are being slaughtered. Why are Biafrans so belittled on our pride taken away? Why? Because some people who do not like you, regardless of how you hate somebody, nobody gave you the right to take away their living, to take away their existence. You don't have that right. No legal material has ever suggested that if you don't like somebody, kill them. It's never on any law textbook. Instead, the law textbook will tell you, if you kill somebody, you will suffer the consequence. But those who are killing Biafrans are managed to be locked up. Lord Jonathan will manage to release them, pay them, buy them vehicles. All the people he released, 156. Imagine there were only two of them. They wouldn't cause all this mayhem. But he released them. And most of them are the ones being arrested in Asa. And of course, their brother, Kurocha, through the back door, send them back to for them to reappear again. Dear friends, why are some of us still stupid, thinking that if you work for House of Life, they will kill you when the time comes? When you betray your own brother, when you betray your own brother, when you betray your own sister, when you betray your own blood, you will be betrayed. As director always gave instance with Saru Wiwa studied scholarship, free education, in his own land, in Biafra land. But when the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram came, he gave them the passage to fish us one by one. Where is he today? For the evil that men do, they will bear the consequence. They will take their heads. Live a straightforward life. Do not try to contaminate yourself with somebody else's blood, for you did not create anybody. Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, we know that some of you listen to us. What you do, you will burn in hellfire. I know you are promised that when you kill Christians, you get seven virgins. I don't know how you can die and still have seven virgins. Anything we do in this world is in the physical. When you die, you're gone. Remove, detach your brain from all this mental convulsion. Somebody will tell you, brainwash you, kill somebody else, your merit is in heaven. Divorce yourself from all these wicked acts and all this brainwash mentality of yours. That is the reason why some of you don't go to school, because whatever they tell you, you believe. Education is when somebody tells you something, you question it, you investigate, you research, you find the truth yourself. All these are much leads. They don't allow you to go to school when they have you. You'll be trained on the street and given place to start asking for arms and money. So when they tell you to go and kill, you won't ask, why am I killing? You will not sit back to say, this person that I'm going to kill, what did he do to me? Somebody is trading, trying to make life easy for his family. You go there and extinguish his life. What did that person do? A woman is pregnant. All the politicians will tell you, go and kill that woman. You won't ask, what did this pregnant woman did? You will go and open up her stomach, open up her womb, kill the woman, kill the baby. What justifications are there for you to take somebody's life? We are telling you all this because we've had it to the brim. Biafrans will fight back. And let no country in the Western world, when we start, what they normally do, you see them coming, these are terrorist organizations. How long did it take them before they could even label Boko Haram terrorists? Even Bill Clinton's wife, Hillary Clinton, was very hesitant. The UN were very hesitant. I mean, Jonathan was there preventing his cousins being labeled. As soon as Biafrans come back, the law recognizes that you take a reasonable force to repel any attack on your own person. We have been singing. The world, they are listening. Once Biafrans start, you will hear our atrocities since 1902. You will hear how they will label us. Then you know that BBC is alive. Have they been talking about us? No. The moment Biafran starts, BBC and all the associates will start. They will tell us when we are born, where we came from, and how we were created. For now, they are cleaners, wasting the blood of Biafrans every day. When they go to the north, they will give some peripheral news that some people who are killed are people who come from Malaysia and who come from Congo. The list they'll tell you is few Christians. Who are these Christians? They are Biafrans. Majority of them are Igbos. Nobody is saying. The moment Biafrans says we have had enough, BBC will come out. Channel 4 will follow them. We don't exist as for the past how many years now? 40-something years we don't exist. It's very difficult for them to mention that name, Biafra. We have been clamoring. Nobody is sponsoring us like that idiot who was asking you sponsor. What has it got to do with you? If you're not with us, you scatter. Biafrans are sponsoring Biafrans. We are on air because Biafrans are contributing. That is why I don't like Malaysia and all this island discussing our little problem or teasing problem on air. Go and talk to COC. I'm a very shy person. I don't like my internal affairs to be brought to the public. Some of them I do, not all of them. I wouldn't want my enemy to know what is happening to me. Our people normally say, when you are seeking to see your enemy, don't sound that as if you're down because your enemy will laugh at you. And that is the principle I believe in. There are certain things we don't talk on air. We keep some for those who are meant to discuss it in private. And on public wise, we radiate, we shine, we tell you we are moving on. Because I don't want everybody to know everything about me. But we've been talking on Radio Biafra. We have not heard CNN. We have not heard from UNN. We have not heard from BBC. We have not heard from Al Jazeera. As soon as Biafra starts going back home to represent and protect their own land where they come from, the land that flows with milk and honey, you would know that this country, they have media power. They'll be talking about you. Market director will say, they hear that don't pass before. It will happen. But we have the right to defend our father's land. We have the right. It's legitimate. It's enshrined in any book you can read. Research it. We are not here making ordinary lip service. The reason why we are shouting is to gather the momentum. It's for our people to get ready. Because we have to go home. Where you are is not your home, and they are not giving you a safe passage. As somebody in immigration, a lot of your people are locked up unnecessarily. Just because you are seeking asylum, because you want to stay in another person's country, because your own homeland is hard for you. They are killing you. They are not making it easy for you. Once immigration pick you, they'll flout the law, they'll violate their own law and deport you. It's happening. They don't follow their laws. They don't. Only few of them are the hierarchy. That's why we rely on appeal. Any bloody rubbish will go to appeal. Most of them there in appeal, they have senses. They follow the law of mankind. They follow what they call justice. Make sure that nobody is cheated. Because somebody is down, you march on them. It happens here. They practice it on you. Go back home. Make contributions. Go back home. That's where your honor is. Not here, not abroad. They don't like you. Director, good morning.
Good morning, Barrister. Good morning. A very erudite presentation. And as the barrister said, if there is anything else to be discussed regarding this very issue, we must do so in private. We have some, but we have at least only one. Yes, that's wonderful. The caller on the coordinator's line, you'll be our last caller today because you've been waiting for a very long time. Your name and where you are, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my brother.
Yes, please.
From Indonesia.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
My name is Chukwu Emeka Anderefo. I'm calling from Indonesia.
Thank you.
Please permit me to make an announcement concerning our upcoming meeting.
Go ahead, please.
Please, all the people that live in Indonesia, all the Biafran people living in Indonesia, if you are living in Tanglan, Sepong, BSD, we are having our meeting today in Tanglan. The venue is a food court, Ibu shop, close to Hypermart. So if you are living in Tanglan, Sepong, BSD, Kawalachi, please try to be there. If you are missing your road or you need a direction, please, you can call this number. This is our coordinator in Tanglan. His name is Matthias Udi. He's from Calabar. His number is 081-911-52083. Or you can call his Asia line 021-93-24-8652. Or you can call my number also in case. My number is 021-9989-2573. Also, if you are living in Jakarta will be having their meeting on Sunday. People that live in Kawalachi, the time for Kawalachi meeting is 7 p.m. because our national coordinator, will also come in, Isaac Eze, will also be with us here in Kawalachi. So if you want to see, if you want to meet with Isaac Eze and also have some questions to ask, you can also be there, 7 p.m., Ibu Shop. But if you are living in Jakarta, we are having our meeting also in Jakarta, but it will also be on Sunday. It will be on Sunday. Venue is Kopioto Shop, beside Kalapa Garden, beside the mall Kalapa Garden. So time is 3 p.m. on Sunday. If you are missing your way, you can call Isaac Eze, who is our national coordinator, on 087-88-040-3300. Or you can call my number, 021-99-89-2573. So if you are living in Jakarta on Sunday, try to be there. So we have also our first meeting that we hold in Chibubuk. Also under in Jakarta, they will having their first official meeting this coming Sunday. The time also 3 p.m. The venue is Chiriduk. Raya Apartment Gateway. The name of the coordinator is Afonwa Echetanna. He's from Magoro. You can call his number in case if you are missing your way. You can call his number for direction. His number is 085-669-70-41805. This is for people that live in Chineduk. So now you don't have any excuse to give. We have 3 zones now. So in case of distance, you can attend any of these meetings. Kawalachi, Jakarta, and Chineduk. May God bless all the Biafrans. Goodbye.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. You have explained it for the meetings happening today. And very lastly, I believe we have a caller on the phone. Is that correct? Good morning. Your line is faulty. There is something wrong with it. Can you hear me?
But
your line is not clear. That is the problem. You may have to disengage and call us back very, very quickly. You may have to do so. I don't know if you have an announcement to make regarding a meeting happening today. Your line is not clear at all. It is not clear. It's not clear. This is Radio Biafra. We must bring the program to an end. Normally, we're running for 2 hours. That's gone on for 2.5 hours. We thank each and every one of you for listening. We ask you to join us once again this evening, 7 p.m. London time, the same time in Biafra land. And this is Radio Biafra. Please, we can see calls still coming from Thailand. People wanting to put the record straight. We shall do so this evening if the case calls for it. Thank you very much for listening. 7 p.m. again this evening. This Biafra will talk about all the time. After all, we are one family. We must understand that. One impregnable, indivisible family. I want Thailand to go back to how Thailand used to be. Very, very strong and very, very resolute. That's all we are saying. We are not criticizing anybody or casting any aspersions. Our coordinator is doing very well considering what the secretary said. We just want people to come together and be one. I don't know. Do you have an announcement to make, Uche? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Director, I want to make an announcement.
Yes.
The indigenous people of Biafra in the Republic of Ireland, we're having a meeting on Sunday in Limerick, which our national have already announced, but I want to bring it to everyone. Before I start, my name is Dute Tukwono. I'm from Enugu State in Biafra land. Director, I just want to acknowledge the presence of the post that our national gave to me last time he spoke on Radio Biafra as a national PRO. I acknowledge it and I welcome it very well, and I want to promise the people of Biafra in Ireland that I have been doing this job with all my heart, and I'm just assuring them that in anything that I can do to make Biafra to come, I will do it with all my life. And I'm calling on everyone who is a Biafran that have not come out to come and join us to do this job, because only me cannot do it, and only the officials of these very indigenous people of Biafra in Ireland cannot do it. If we join hands together, we can get this Biafra, and every one of us will celebrate and be happy. I must once again to thank every one of our members, our officials that are doing very great well. Those that are not officials, they are doing extremely well. I acknowledge them and I love them as a brother, because we have been fighting for this for so long. Director, I must thank you so much for the great job that you are doing, and I thank you for have taken this my call, because I've been calling almost 3 days now, and I couldn't get online because people are on the queue.
Very, very busy.
I thank you so much. You are a great man. You are in my heart. You can never be attacked by anyone, because my prayers are going to you every day, and millions of people are praying for you. Nothing can happen to you. Don't even be afraid of anything. Say everything that you know is the truth. Nothing can happen to you. Our prayer is more than anything. As you have already...
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I said, let me just conclude, because my credit is running off. Director, continue doing what you're doing well. Everyone, we love you. And you have already mentioned it, that we are the children of God. We are the descendants. We are descended from God. Nothing can do you. The moment we call God on your head, you are being protected. Thank you so much, and God continue to.
His money is finished. And bless you too. Thank you very much, all of you that called in. There is no problem in Thailand that we cannot fix. We will fix it. And we march on as one family. Somebody wrote to me asking me about the comment written by a transvestite, a non-entity. People, we don't know if they are male or female. People who are faceless. I don't respond when people who are faceless write. I prefer people that I know. I can see your face when I'm addressing you. My offer is simple. If you believe you're speaking the truth, make yourself available for an open debate in a public, in the public, that the world may judge. Those of them that are serving APC, Rochas Okorocha by extension, go on. Serving the interest of the zoo through their politicians. That Chukwu Abiam may judge between us and you, who is speaking the truth. Our people do not have the spirit of discernment, the ability to understand and to appreciate, the ability to count something when it's being given to them. Most people are in denial because they are blind. They are blind because there is a veil of darkness covering them, which we have come to lift up. That light may come in. That the world may see that indeed we are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiam, directly descended from him. We did not descend from man. We came all the way from God, Omuanigwe, direct from heaven. That is why we march forward without fear before our enemies. I went to my country, Biafra land, on the 30th of May. I addressed the world media as best as we could in Enugu before the high command of the Biafran army and before an assemblage of our veterans and the new generation of Biafrans. In public, beside our cenotaph. We are without fear before our enemies. After my tour of Europe and America and the Caribbean, it turns out I will be traveling back to my beloved country. That is where I was born, and that is where I will die. In my country, Biafra. Therefore, whatever thing that you're doing, always ask questions when something is being said to you. If you are born by a Hausa Fulani man, or your mother accidentally became wayward and was pregnanted by a Yoruba man, you will be a coward and you will listen to gossip without asking questions. As for us, we don't gossip. Everything is out in the open. There is no need for it. But today we bury those working with APC and Rocha Sokorocha. Today, they will go into terminal decline from whence they can never recover. Never ever recover again. Using the name of Biafra to serve Nigeria is sacrilegious. Using the name of Biafra to campaign for a political party within the zoo is against the spirit of what we are pursuing. Using Biafra to serve any other person apart from Chukwu Abiam means death. The reason why we are the way we are is we want to concentrate the might of our enemies in one camp. So it takes one strike and they're all gone. We tell you what we are going to do. We said we'll build a cenotaph and we did. Anything we tell you we are going to do, we warn you in advance because we are not cowards. That's why we do it. We do things the way we do because we are not like any other race. We were chosen by God and directed by him to come to preach this gospel of truth and honesty. The gospel of you, some of you don't know what truth means. But we are here to teach you, to tell you. You get easily confused. Very easily confused. There are some people calling themselves Biafrans. We took them to where we are training our soldiers back home. So that we can bring them in. People said to us, unite, unite, unite. We wanted to unite. We took them to where our soldiers are on the ground. To go and show them. To say, you will take command of this very army when the time comes. Do you know what they're saying today? That they're going to tell the Nigerian SSS and Nigerian army where our soldiers are being trained. And these are Biafrans. And you ask us, unite with groups, unite. The ones united, I gave the instructions for you to be taken to where our soldiers are being trained today you're writing on Facebook and to the whole world that you will tell Nigerian Army where we are training our men. They say I should unite with criminals and vandals in Bilie Human Rights Initiative. But the same people that said that they will report me to Nigerian government, which they have done, they went to Interpol to tell Interpol to arrest me at Heathrow Airport. And I was waiting for the Interpol. I was waiting for them. I was disappointed they were not there. And these are the people you want me to mix with. They write to the British government asking them to revoke Uchemefor's citizenship in the UK. And these are the so-called Biafrans. Have we done any such thing? The answer is no. All we did was to speak the truth. I show you where the army of Biafra is training. You are telling me that you go and tell Nigerian government where they are. You see the people you want us to work with? Unity, unity. I told you this is all rubbish. Unity, unite, unite. Nonsense. You want me to go and unite with somebody that have actually gone to Interpol to go and tell them to arrest me if I come into the UK. You want me to work with people that gave my details to Nigerian government and SSS to arrest me. You want me to go and work with people that destroyed something that we built in the memory of the dead. You want me to work with people campaigning for PDP, people supporting Rocha Sokoracha, people in APC. That means you have no morals. It means you don't know anything about freedom fighting. It means you're a compromiser. That's what it means. May God help all of us for what is to come. This is Radio Biafra. Biafra is my religion. I don't know for you, for some of you, for me. Some of you are Christians, you're Muslims, you're atheists, you're Buddhists, you're in Olumbo Olumbo Bu. You please, you have the right. Onyenachia, you have the right to worship anything you want to worship. It doesn't mean you're not a Biafran. Everybody is a Biafran. It doesn't matter who you worship. But one thing is for certain. As for me and my household, Biafra is our religion. And for millions of Biafrans all over the world. And on this very platform, Radio Biafra is where we worship. Because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, bless, sustain, nurture, protect, and keep each and every one of you safe for his own kingdom, which is coming, called Biafra. But more importantly, there is something more important than life itself, more important than family, more important than friend, more important than the existence of humanity. That thing is called Biafra. And Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much. And good morning from London. We meet again this evening, 7 p.m., the same place. We don't change. You may change, but as for us, we don't change.